A thud reverberated through the deck as Saba thumped her tail.
There was no time,
the Barabel said.
By the time the parting gift was struts down, we were only 5 minutes to rendezvous.
Olazon scowled.
You should have told them,
the Void Jumper said.
When a guy leaves on a mission like this, he has a right to know.
This one said there was no time.
Saba glanced back, baring her fangs at Olazon.
He will be told after the rescue.
The Void Jumper scowled back at Saba, so obviously unintimidated that Jag would have been impressed had he not been worried about Jaina.
Tell me what?
When Saba did not immediately respond, Olazon said,
Your girl had to take off with Master Skywalker about an hour before you landed,
he said.
She left a vid message for you.
Olazon's tone was grave, and Jag had spent enough time in the military to understand what the Sergeant Major was telling him. Jaina had left one of those in-case-I-don't-return messages, the kind soldiers had been leaving for their loved ones since the time of rocks and spears.
Why would she leave a message like that?
Jag demanded. A building to their starboard took a turbo laser hit and exploded into an orange fireball. Jag ignored it and shifted his gaze to Saba's reflection.
And no more dodging the question.
A soft clatter sounded as Saba ruffled her scales.
Abeloth has taken Ben and Vistara,
she said.
Master Solo is with Master Skywalker, trying to stop whatever it is Abeloth intends for them.
Wait, Jaina is a master now?
Jag smiled, despite the alarm he felt at the rest of Saba's news.
It's about time.
Saba tipped her scaly head.
Perhaps you did not hear the part about hunting Abeloth.
I heard,
Jag said. He was terribly disappointed to have missed Jaina, and even more alarmed to learn that she was off chasing Abeloth. But he had fallen in love with a courageous, dedicated, stubborn woman, and he had accepted long ago that there would be times like this in their relationship, and soon, their marriage. He wouldn't have wanted it any other way.
What I don't understand is why you thought it would make any difference.
Because the message is 8 minutes long, and we only had 5 minutes to make our rendezvous,
Saba replied.
It will still be waiting after you drop us at the temple and rescue Master Solo's sister and parents.
Saba said this last part casually, as though it were no big deal. But Jag suddenly understood why Saba had been in such a hurry when she commandeered him and his ship. Jag was not officially in the know about Alana Solo's true identity, but he had spent a lot of time with the Solos, and he had eventually guessed who Amelia really was, and why she was so important to the Jedi.
So they're at the temple too? How did that happen?
Jag asked.
Something went wrong,
Saba replied.
Let us hope the Solos live long enough to explain what.
Agreed, Jagged said. But why wait for me to pick them up?
You were already in the atmosphere when the Solos asked for extraction,
Saba replied.
And Jaina is always saying that you fly as well as her father.